Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings.
Follow us on our social media platforms at Impact 103.
Welcome, welcome to Surviving Life with the Vambillies. You hang out with myself, Danny Vambilly. So good to be in the building at 103 FM. You know, wow, last week we had such a good conversation. We spoke about living by faith. And it was so good to hear from you guys and to, you know, just to see the body of Christ standing together, acknowledging that we're experiencing the exact same thing. And as I've come back this week, it feels on my heart, you know, I've got so much, not just joy, but almost like a feeling of contentment, because I read a lot of your messages and, you know, it comforted me to know, number one, that we are together in this, and number two, that we've not given up the confessions that we started with. You know, it's always easy in the beginning of your faith to run, you know, to run, to say you're convinced, to be grateful that the Lord has saved you. But so many have lost that energy along the way. It always feels like the worries of life that we warned about comes in along the way and just steals people's faith. So I tend to be more not just gracious to those who've fallen away, but it's also a bit sad, you know, just to see the amount of believers that are no longer with us. So many believers are no longer with us. You know, people we started with, people we were going to church with, people we got saved with, who today want nothing to do with the body of Christ. And I think it is very, very, very sad to witness the amount of falling away that we are seeing in the body of Christ. And I want us as adults to come together on the table and discuss that. You know, what is causing believers to fall away? What is causing believers to fall away? And if you're one of the believers who at some point had fallen away and maybe you walked away from your faith and have come back, we'd like to hear from you. And I think I'm going to share a personal experience and a stage in my life that I went through where, as a believer as well, I had fallen away. So stay tuned. I don't think you want to miss this one. And also for those of you who are praying for family members who are no longer in the faith, you want to stay tuned for this one. Yes, and that is Bridge Worship here right now. You hang out with Danny Vambilly on Impact 103. Wow, we are going into a conversation that is quite touchy. Because a lot of believers, a lot of people we started the faith walk with are no longer with us. And I'm not talking about that they've passed on. I'm saying some have lost their faith. Some are no longer involved in the church. In fact, once many leave, they become the strongest voices against the body of Christ. Which is sad, you know, and you can look at it from the perspective that you offended as a Christian and, you know, how can they say this and all of that. Or you can choose to see that a lot of them are people that are hurting, are people that have had bad experiences within the church, you know. But as much as we can take ownership with the church not being perfect, humanity is not perfect. At your job, you will find a bad boss. You'll find a bad co-worker. You'll find something that you don't like, you know. And you won't necessarily leave your job because you begin to understand and grasp that there's no place to go where we will not find humanity and the realities of humanity. But I think what is sad is when we begin to look at scripture and the reasons why, biblically speaking, some people walk away from God, it becomes very, very deep. Pauline, I saw your messages, and don't worry, I will respond to you. I see you've deleted your messages, but don't worry, I will respond to your message. So I'm just putting the foundation there that there's what we think is happening. Even the person who's fallen away from Christ, there's what they believe is happening. But the Bible gives us reasons why people fall away. And it's been so interesting for me that once I saw these reasons in scripture and began to look and listen to what believers are saying, it's almost sad to say, wow, we were already warned about these things. We were already warned that we're going to go through certain of these issues, and we shouldn't give up. We shouldn't allow these things to take our faith. Now, it's different when you're hearing someone on air and you're like, yeah, but Danny, you don't understand. You're a pastor, you know, you married. You know, we will always use our the areas that are not going right in our lives, you know, to say, ah, you this, you that, but I'm not this and I'm not that. So I've got a reason to fall away. Now, what about if I tell you that I personally had quit my Christianity? You know, I'd gone through a stage in my life where I looked around me and there was just so much disappointment and so many things going wrong. And I thought, no, man, something is wrong. I don't want to be a part of Christianity anymore. You know, I felt like everyone was hypocritic, and you know, I had so many reasons, and indeed I did walk away from my Christian faith. Now I'm looking back and I'm just so grateful that even when I walked away, a friend of mine actually called me and said to me, listen, I'm coming to spend a week with you. You know, so I said to him at that time, I'm like, listen, do you understand? I'm not a Christian anymore. It's like, yeah, but the Lord has told me that even though you have said you're not a Christian, he's not let go of you. You know, so I thought, this guy is just being crazy. But, you know, we'd been friends for a while, so I agreed for him to come. But boy, oh boy, I did not know what I was letting myself into, because those couple of days together led to me being asked to ask the Lord if he's left me, you know. And I remember really going on my knees and saying, okay, Father, I've left you. Can you tell this brother that you've left me too, so that, you know, he can leave my house? But it was at that point that the Lord had said to me that he had accounted for my life in Jesus Christ on the cross. And man, that moment in my life was so life-changing. And I really began to learn that my Christian walk is not just about how right I get it, but the fact that Jesus Christ got it right for me. Are you hearing me? That even when you give up on yourself, that does not undo the work of the cross. That does not undo the plans that the Lord has for you. And I personally, Daniel Van Bille is very hard on himself. You know, at some point I'm a perfectionist. I'm someone who's consistently seeking excellence. And I think when I got into my faith, I burnt out because I was trying to do too much. You know, so I understand that a lot of us with the same heart, even with a good heart, you can reach a point where you think you've let God so down that you need to walk away from Him. I want to say to you that He doesn't walk away from us. And stay tuned as we have this conversation. We're talking about the falling away of Christians from the Christian faith. And the first point I want to put on the table, which I really pray that will not offend you as we talk about it. In fact, to all my regular listeners, I want to ask you for your permission. I want to ask for your permission. You have our WhatsApp number, 071-364-0376. Can I have your permission to offend you? You know, the Bible speaks about the faithful wound of a friend. And I believe we relate as friends. So just say WhatsApp me then. We're talking about the falling away of Christians from the Christian faith. And the first point I want to put on the table, which I really pray that will not offend you as we talk about it. In fact, to all my regular listeners, I want to ask you for your permission. I want to ask for your permission. You have our WhatsApp number, 071-364-0376. Can I have your permission to offend you? You know, the Bible speaks about the faithful wound of a friend. And I believe we relate as friends. So just say WhatsApp me, Danny. I give you permission to offend me. You know, because if I have your permission, you might be more willing to accept it. You know, I don't want to have up-down conversations. I want us to have conversations where we're all on the table and we are all open. My first point, I see your messages coming in. There we go. Thank you, Pauline. Thank you, Andrew. And I believe everyone else listening, you're sending in your permissions, because this is not going to be too easy to address. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says something very deep. It says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. My brothers and sisters, I want us to admit something. Sometimes as Christians, we no longer do things to the glory of God. We do it primarily to our commitment to our church body. What do I mean by that? Yes, you serve God through your church. Yes, you are called to a church. And we have to love the church, because the church is the body of Christ and it's the bride of Christ. But beloved, a lot of us get more committed to the church than we do to God. And I can tell you how you can gauge if you're more committed to the church than you are to Christ. You spend time serving the church, but privately you don't spend time with God. Privately, you are no longer in love with the presence of God. But at church, you are present. You seek the attention of your pastors more than you do the attention of Christ. And what this does is it puts your pastor, your church, the work or the area where you serve above your relationship with God. And when those people let you down, you turn against God. So my first point is we are overcommitted to our church and Christian friends and not to God or Christ. And this is primarily one of the biggest reason people walk away from the faith. And if you're currently doing that, you are setting yourself up to walk away from the faith one day, because you will say, I served at this church, they let me down. I walked with these people, they let me down. I did this and I did that, and I was a friend here, and I was faithful here, and all these people let me down. So I'm walking away from God. Not realizing that that very statement shows you that your commitment was in the wrong place. Now we are called to serve the church and we need to do it faithfully. But once your private walk with Christ is no longer there, when you spend more time on Netflix than you do with God, when you can spend like the whole weekend watching a series, but you can't even pray for an hour. I'm talking privately. Don't tell me I go to prayer services. No, again, prayer services, church attendance, all of that is communal, which is great. You must not forsake the gathering of the believers. But when you lose that private connection, very soon, when those people let you down, you're going to walk away from the God you're professing. And if you listen to many, and I'm talking 95% of people who've walked away from Christianity, they don't talk about what God did to them. They talk about what people did to them. So, beloved, I'm sorry to offend you, because you are faithful to the body of Christ and it is good. But I want to point out that if that faithfulness to the body of Christ is more important than your private time with the Lord, you are setting yourself up to walk away from God. Because guess what? All of us will fail you, including me.
Impact 103, with you all the way.
You're with Danny Van Billy, and we're having a heart-to-heart, and I've asked you for the permission to offend you. You know, as a brother in Christ, I've asked for your permission because these are blind spots. The topic we're talking about today are blind spots in our Christianity that end up in many of us being shipwrecked. You know, starting off good, but not finishing good. The next thing I'm going to talk about is the pursuit of riches. Beloved, I am not saying that the Lord wants us to be poor. No. There's no such thing. In fact, I believe that the Lord has placed something in you to really go out and be an expression of Him in the world, you know, to bring His kingdom onto the earth. Yet, I want to address something. And we find this in 1 Timothy 6, verse 9 to 11. And I'm reading it so we keep it pure. But those who chase riches are constantly falling into temptation and snares. They're regularly caught by their own stupid and harmful desires, dragged down and pulled under into ruin and destruction. For the love of money and what it can buy is the root of all sort of evil. Some already have wandered away from the true faith because they craved what it had to offer. But when reaching for the prize, they found their hands and hearts pierced with many sorrows. I'm reading that from scripture. That's not my views. That's in the Bible. Beloved, a lot of us in the body of Christ have chased money at all cost. And what that means is this. You've put money before your family. You've even put money before God. So even when you go to church, your desire is to improve your circumstances more than it is to fellowship with the Lord. I'm going to share a quick testimony with you. I once reached out to a certain man. We did an outreach in Sunnyside, and this man was in the streets. An older white man who had recently lost everything. So I reached out to him. He came to church the next day, but he was homeless now. And he told me, "Danny, you know, why is the Lord letting me go through this?" And, you know, it was a very deep conversation. And I remember the Lord telling me, "Danny, give him whatever he wants," which was a bit scary because I'm like, "God, what if he says he wants my car?" You know? But the Lord told me, give him whatever he wants. So I asked him what he wanted. And mind you, I'm about 18, 19 then. So he expressed to me that he had an interview coming up in Mpumalanga. He didn't have money to get there. And, you know, so I took this homeless man home. You can imagine my mom was a bit shocked. He slept over at our house. He washed. He put on his new clothes. He went for this interview, but he didn't get the interview. He didn't get the job. So when he came back, he was depressed. And the Lord told me to ask him, what if I want him homeless? Would he still represent me? And I remember having, you can imagine, this man has lost everything. And now to have that convo with him, It was really hard. But we had the convo, and then he realized that he's wanting God, for God to change his circumstances, not necessarily to represent God. And he spent the day thinking. He went back to the street and he told me, "Danny, I want you to tell your God that if I'm going to stay in the street for the rest of my life, then I am going to praise his name in the streets." And beloved, a few weeks later, this man had gotten such a big contract and a big job, and he ended up being one of the engineers who built the Gau train. Okay, from the streets to being one of the engineers who worked on the Gau train. But I saw something in the situation, that sometimes we want God's hand more than we want God. Are you hearing me, beloved? How many of you will still love the Lord today if he said to you, your situation is not going to change? I want us to sit on that. Because the pursuit of riches has indeed turned many of our hearts from the Lord. And many believers who walk away from Christ, when you speak to them, will tell you how they trusted God for one, two, or three. And those things never came to pass. So they walked away. Or they got some prophetic word about how God's going to do this big thing with them. And when that thing did not happen, they walked away from God. Now, the question is, do you, where you are sitting, do you want God, or do you want what he has in his hands? I'm leaving it there. Family Convos, we're together.
Impact 103. Come alive to the beat of life.
This is Moloto Road, stretching through three provinces.
All right, so you are on SLWV. That was King D Music featuring Tondi Rams, Worry About Nothing. We're talking about the reasons why a lot of believers fall away from the faith. And I've asked you for permission to offend you, because I know this is a touchy topic and we all think we are above walking away from Christianity. We think, yo, I've got this. I'm here. I'm committed to the Lord. Yet we've seen a lot of believers who were once committed to the Lord walk away. Now, I touched on the love of money and what it can buy. You know, in 1 Timothy 6, verse 9 to 11. But I'm not done with this part. The next thing I want to talk about is envy. Envy. Beloved, we live in an Instagram generation. And a lot of us are seeing what God is doing for other people. And we're still staying under this topic of riches and success, right? So what a lot of us have done is we've looked at the progress in other people's lives, and the envy has come into our hearts. Now remember, these platforms are designed to sell desire, to sell, hey, Mary just got married on the left. Hey, you look right. Tabo just bought a car. Hey, Manas just got a house. And as you look at the progress in everyone else's life, you begin to think, what do I have? Why has the Lord forgotten me? And slowly, envy and this culture of success, where success is our new God. Uh-oh. I need you to think about that. Success is our new God. And we only see our God, at least in this day, in success. So we come to church, we come to God, but in our hearts, we want God to make us successful. We want to have certain things. And we've not even realized that things working out have become our God. You know, we want to trend. We want to go viral. We want to be the next big thing. And it is costing a lot of us our faith. A lot of us, our faith has gone from, I've got faith in God, to, you know, I want to do this big thing for God. Okay. But what if God wants you to do a small thing for him? What if God just wants you to love your family, to love the poor? What if you called to just reach out to your children or to your direct surrounding? Are you hearing me? So this desire for success, to be seen, hear me carefully, to be seen. What is the trend? It's everyone seeing you, everyone hearing your voice, everyone recognizing you. And these snares, and this is what they called you in 1 Timothy 6 verse 9 to 11, they're called snares. These snares are capturing the heart of many believers. So when your things don't work out, but you see things worked out for someone else, you turn cold towards God. Then you say, the Lord has left me. The Lord has forgotten me. But the truth is, your heart was led astray by the systems of envy that are in our world right now. Beloved, when you go and you look at many of the Christians who have walked away, they'll talk about how things failed. They'll talk about how God didn't bless them. They'll talk about how, you know, they were disappointed. The words didn't come to pass. And the emptiness that they found in things not working out becomes greater to them than the love that they have in Christ. It's very deep. And maybe you are currently on your way to the same result and you can't see it. Because remember, none of these people started thinking, oh, I'm going to fall away. No, we all start off very committed. But if slowly the likes, the need to be acknowledged has crept into your heart, you need to call it out before it takes you away from God. 1 Timothy 6 verse 9 to 11. And I wrote it as the pursuit of riches and the envy that comes with it. Beloved, be happy with where you are because the Lord is the one directing your life. Beautiful music by Newsboys. I Speak Jesus. And we're talking about how a lot of Christians have walked away from their professions in Christ. I see your messages coming in. I want to hear from you. You know, what has been your experience? And, you know, what can we do as a body of Christ to avoid finding ourselves having fallen away from such a good and faithful God? You can send me your WhatsApps on 071-364-0376. We are going to take a quick break from our conversation. You don't want to move from your radio stations right now because I know how much calling and having data is so important in our generation. And then our next interview could just be what you've been looking for. So don't change the dial. Stay tuned on SLWV.
Tune in on the Impact 103 app.
You are on SLWV with myself, Danny Vambili, and I've got someone in studio. Are you Megs, perhaps?
That's me.
Is that you?
That's me.
It looks like you. Megs App is what we're about to talk about, and Meg is here with us. Meg, first of all, how are you doing? You are a familiar voice these days at Impact Radio.
It's always great to be at Impact. I really love this radio station. So thank you for having me again.
No, awesome. We want to keep you and make you part of the furniture, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
You don't mind at all. Now, Meg, you work with something called Meg's App, okay? What is Meg's App? Is it a SIM card? Is it a wireless phone? You know, what is it?
So Meg's app, in simple terms, we're just a mobile network. We're a mobile network with our very own unique SIM cards. But what makes us really different is the way we approach the market and how what our offers are. So firstly, our data and airtime is a lot more affordable. Wow. And also our data and airtime doesn't expire. So that's what makes us unique as Meg's app.
You know, as South African consumers, when we think of networks, we just know four different networks, you know, and sometimes we miss out on good deals.
Yeah.
Because we've got like a traditional mindset and there was this massive monopoly for many years. How does this Meg's app SIM card change the user experience in comparison to the traditional communication that we know?
That's a very, very good question. So first off, as I mentioned before, our data is a lot more affordable and also doesn't expire. So firstly, we've identified that in the market currently in South Africa, data is simply just too expensive. People are paying way too much for data. So what we did is we lowered data, voice and SMS rates by over 50%. And we also believe that why should your data and airtime expire? Why should it get taken away from you if you don't use it immediately?
That's right, because I paid for it.
You've paid for it, it's yours. Yeah. You can keep it for as long as you need it. So we've changed that, firstly. And then secondly, if you go buy a SIM card today and you go to a shop, you're going to have to take your proof of address, you're going to have to take your ID, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to wait in a long queue till you get helped, and they're going to have to activate it for you.
Yeah.
With Meg's app, our approach is a little bit different. So what we do is everything is on WhatsApp.
Oh,
so you do it on your time, at home, wherever you want to. You simply go on WhatsApp, Eureka and port. So if you want to keep your existing number, you can do that. And you do it all over WhatsApp. And we only ask for your ID.
Wow.
So we only ask for your ID number, and then we verify that it's you. So we connect it with Home Affairs, and then you verify that it's your address, and then you Eureka. As simple as that.
A lot of people listening might think, okay, I want this Meg's app thing.
Yeah.
It sounds interesting. I don't want my data disappearing, okay? But I also still want to have network.
Yeah.
How do you guys ensure that I will have network wherever I am in the country?
So it's funny that you're using exactly those words, wherever you go. So we partnered with MTN.
All right.
Which is wherever you go. So we use MTN's infrastructure and their towers for signal.
Wow.
And for the past 6 years, we're proud of that because they are partners. They've been voted and seen as the best network in South Africa.
Wow. Yeah. So that means we don't have to worry that we'll be disconnected. Guys, are you hearing that? You're going to have your data for longer. You're going to be connected. Everything is wireless, but actually you've cut out the queues. You've made sure it's convenient for us. Are there some success stories or milestones that you can share with us?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people, if you hear this, you think, oh, this sounds too good to be true. I'm a bit skeptical. You know, what is Meg's app? Like you've mentioned, there are four strong networks out there. We all know them. We're familiar with them. So what is Meg's app now, really?
Mm.
And then you get people that give it a go. And as soon as they give it a go, they say, oh, this is real. The data really doesn't expire. The data and airtime lasts a lot longer, and it is much more affordable. And then they end up, the whole family jumps on. Then you've got dad, sister, brother, wow. grandpa, everyone joining the network. So, yes, we've got plenty of these stories.
Oh, wow. Now, I'm definitely joining you guys. What are some key features of Meg's app that users love?
So, originally when we launched, we focused mainly on our app. So we still have our app. So you can still download our app, Meg's app, on Play Store, App Store, and all the various app stores. But what makes our app truly unique is you can get free data every single day when you're on Meg's app. So we give you a couple of 100 megs for free, and you don't even have to make a purchase. You can simply interact in the app on the reward section. You can view ads, you can do surveys, play games, and all of this, we reward you with free data.
So are you saying that you guys have an app that gives people free data?
That's it. That's why we called Meg's app.
Oh,
megabytes,
wow.
Yeah.
Megabyte. Guys, I can see you downloading the Meg's app application right now because there's nothing more giving than free data in our current season. Now, how does Meg's app stay current with the evolving communication technologies and users' preferences?
Okay, so it's good to stay current and know what your customers want. So we focus a lot on customer feedback. So if you interact with us, with our agents, we always ask you, how was this interaction? Mm. Is there anything we can improve on? So we focus a lot on that. And then secondly, if you go to our app, we have a survey section. So you can complete a survey and then you get rewarded with free data for just giving us information. We give you data back to say thank you. So we've got various ways to collect information from our users, because we really want to give you guys the best and always keep on doing that. So
yeah, it sounds like you're very conscious of your customers.
Exactly that, y'all.
Wow. Are there any updates? So let's say I used your app a few years ago, and I don't know what you guys have going right now. Are there any updates or developments coming soon to the Max app user?
Yes. So we're going to launch the eSIM soon. Currently you can buy a normal SIM, a physical SIM. So a lot of our customers are currently, they're on contract. Mm. So they're a bit worried. They say, oh, but I can't take a second SIM. I have to take a second eSIM. So we're launching eSIM soon. So that's in the pipeline. So by the end of this month, beginning of March, you'll be able to purchase an eSIM. And then secondly, we've launched our own digital wallet. So on Meg's app, you can actually transact and shop on our app, like with a marketplace. And the transaction fees are a lot lower. So Meg's app is all about saving people money.
Wow.
So that's our focus. So you can now shop, you can buy data and everything in the app. And just another and very important thing, if you download the app, just keep in mind that you do need a SIM card to access the app. Okay. So you can purchase a SIM card on Impact Radio's website, and we've got various packages available, ranging from smaller data bundles to larger data bundles. But you'll see clearly on the price that you're going to save a lot of money.
Now, a little bird told me that when people purchase the SIM cards, you also supporting Impact Radio. Can you let us know about that?
That's extremely true. That's very true. So with Meg's app, it's not just about the customer and us as a business. It's all about giving back to Impact Radio as a station as well. Because we truly believe in your vision and what you guys stand for. So with the Meg's app SIM card, if you buy the Impact Radio package, you will get the station will actually get back every time you top up or buy data. So we actually give revenue back to the radio station to help it develop and grow, because that's what it's all about. We're all about helping the station and giving back.
Well, Max, thank you so much for coming and spending this time with us. You know, to all our listeners, I don't know what else we can add to this package. The data doesn't disappear. You're guaranteed good network wherever you go in the country. They've got a good partnership with MTN. You don't have to go stand in long queues. And more than that, they are really customer focused. So Meg, thank you for coming here. And also thank you for supporting Impact Radio in what you guys do.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Have a blessed day, everyone.
We wish you all the success and thank you for coming by.
Let faith come alive on Impact 103.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
It's that time of our show where we take a look at what you are saying and how you're connecting with the topic. This is from Anonymous that says, "Hi there, on the topic of falling away, I agree with you fully on the first point of misdirected focus when serving. Another truth, though, is that church as a body also has the responsibility not to be overly demanding of those who've given themselves to serve to a point where they get exhausted. I know of a situation where one starts to feel the disconnect to God as a result of too much church activity. And when they try to then cut back a bit in an attempt to go back to their first love, the church then labels them as backsliding." My goodness, this comment is so spot on. And I think as pastors, and being a pastor myself, we need to really pay attention to this comment, because the people who give themselves to serve, don't tend to be a lot. So what will now happen is we overburden those who are willing to a point where they collapse, and that's not good. That's not good. It reaches a place where you are actually killing the people who are carrying your ministry. So let's look out for that. Let's really look out for that. Another one says, good morning, family. It's Loveliness. My request. Oh, sorry. That one is not in relation to this. Amen about what you're talking about now. And then someone else was just saying, that's compassion you showed. God used you as an instrument of his peace. And she's referring to us taking that homeless man home. Another one that came in is, morning, I believe it's all about the renewing of our minds daily and asking God for his help consciously. I believe it, or believe it or not, it's not God's call. Oh, believe it or not, I said no to God's call twice. Okay? Then another one said, I've seen the people who seem to be more interested in the person's preaching on TV or radio. I once lent someone a Joel Osteen book. They were starting to talk about him and they gave up to listen to him. I don't know what you, they have to get up. Oh, they had to get up to listen to him. Another one said, I prefer Kenneth Copeland and I've been praying for him to come to South Africa and now he's coming. If I had to go to church to honor the individuals, I would have been a hopper to no church. If I change churches, it means I've moved to another area. What the church is, or the church is now far from me. Our late senior pastor said that when he was on holiday, he would go and look for a church in that area, and you don't rest from church. Okay, I love what is being raised here. Guys, it's good to have pastors who are doing work in the kingdom of God, but it's not good to idolize. And when you begin to idolize even pastors, remember, the Bible didn't say idolize the church or idolize pastors and that's okay, that will be forgiven. No, God wants to remain the center of our hearts, even if we are touched by certain ministries. Charlene said, what you're saying is so true. You have described exactly what happened to me recently, and I've been struggling to get back on track, Charlene. Charlene, I want to say to you that if any of the things that we are talking about is your experience, then the first thing you need to recognize is it's not always the people you served that went wrong, but it's you. Because we are called to serve God first, you know. So extend grace towards them and extend grace towards yourself and ask the Lord to help you to be restored in the service of him. You're on SLWV. It's so good to read your messages. And when I come back, there's, I think, three more key things I want to touch on. And then we'll continue from there. Day by day, I will follow your
wish. Let me repeat myself. Yes, back when my daughter got sick. Because we are family, we have to hold each other. It's part of, like the Bible says. So I got a lot of judgmental from the people. I thought they are my brothers and sisters. They are praying, whatever. They were so judgmental. You know, I wanted to leave the Lord. And one day from work, I prayed. And the Lord asked me, Elizabeth, what are you looking for? Who actually are you looking for? Them or me? I said, yes, God, I'm looking for you. He said, ask me. I'll give you the desires of your heart, which the Lord did grant me the desire. Not only did my daughter got healed, but the whole world in HFL food, people got healed. God added angels in my life. People came, I don't know them, we never spoke. They prayed with me every day, until healing came. So sometimes we tend to rely on men. That is why the Bible is clear. It says, do not put your trust in men. Men lie, men feel, men change. We need to pray for each other. But are the people we're praying with faithful? Do they fear God like you? Don't get me wrong, Tina. I'm not trying to be judgmental. Because people we tend to pray with, we tend to share with, they are not in the same, they don't have the same mind like you. Because you think, I'm a child of God, we need to assist each other, carry each other's burden. What about the others? It will be, because they say one hand washes the other. So it will be one hand doing the rest, the other hands relaxing.
I loved this comment, and thank you so much, Elizabeth, for sending that to me. I know it was a bit longer, but I wanted to play that key part because there's something you said, Elizabeth, where God asked you, what do you really want? Do you want them or do you want me? My next point was going to be exactly that. Do we still desire God more than the people around us? You know, sometimes a church can become like a club where you get your support, where you have your friends, and everyone is looking in at each other. You understand? When you have a problem, the first person you call is your pastor and not God. The first person you call is your friend. The first person you call are the physical people you can relate to because you can see them. And sometimes those people slowly begin to take the Lord's place. Now, I personally had this experience, and I believe I've shared on this on air before, but there's a time in my life where I needed help. And the first thing I did was I called a friend of mine. And I thank God that even though it was a very difficult situation I was in, he clearly said to me, the Lord has not released me to help you. In other words, he was saying, I can in disobedience assist you, but the Lord has not released me to. And that sent me back to the Lord. And the Lord used that situation to teach me that my eyes need to remain on him. My brothers and sisters, many of you will fall away from Christ because your eyes have slowly moved from God to man. You are slowly looking for the strength of man and not the strength of God. And what's that? What that does, and it reminds me of that scripture, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. Sometimes we want as humans to relate from our perspective, our understanding. You want someone to tap you on the back and say, no, it's going to be okay. You want the language that you know. Because the Lord might seem far. Yet I want to encourage you today that we need to take our eyes off the rich friend we have, the connected, the spiritually connected friend we have, the popular friend we have, the financially able friend, the prayer warrior friend we have, and put it back to the friend who sticketh closer than a brother, Jesus Christ.
With you all the way on Impact 103.
We're almost at the end of our show. Man, it goes so fast when we are connecting. Yo, I asked you for permission to offend you, and I'm so grateful that you've given me your permission. And with your permission, I want to speak on the next topic. This one is a very sensitive one, but I think it's a conversation we need to have. Sometimes our marriages become our idols. the idea we have of a perfect family becomes what holds up our relationship with the Lord. And when there's a shaking in our marriages, we put the Lord aside with the marriage. And as a man who loves marriage, and you know, as you guys know, even this show is between me and my wife, I understand that it is hard when marriages are shaken. It is hard when people we love disappoint us, or there's a divorce. But we should also remember that the Bible does say that the Lord hates divorce. So he's not the one causing the divorce and the separations in our life. But because we trusted the Lord for marriage, and you know, a lot of us prayed for the right partner, I've seen that when the marriage is shaken, instead of running to the Lord, we run from the Lord, and we blame the Lord for our partner's free will. Now, I'm not judging anyone, and please don't listen and say, yeah, Danny, you're saying this because your marriage is okay. I think that would be a very sad thing for you to say. I'm saying this sincerely to say to everyone, married or single, or people who are going through a divorce, that we need to ensure that in our walk with Christ, we don't put our marriage above God. I personally, in my walk, the Lord had to talk to me about this, and had to talk to both me and my wife, that he comes first before our marriage. He comes first before our union. And if we look away from him, that will also lead down to the breakdown of our marriage. So I want to encourage anyone listening who is a believer, who's maybe hurting because things in their marriage is not going well, I want to please ask you to run towards God and not away from God. And to remember that you are God's child. And when you hurt, he hurts. And the Bible actually says that the Lord is closer to those who are mourning. And some of you, maybe you're mourning your relationship, or you're mourning your relationship, or your marriage, and maybe your husband has passed away. Because, you know, sometimes we speak about this just from separation in terms of divorce, but this goes deeper. You know, sometimes the separation is death. And I want to encourage you that if you've lost your partner to death, please don't run away from God. Run towards him. Because many believers, when their marriage is over, or when their marriage partner passes on, they move away from the Lord. It's a heavy topic. Hence, I asked for your permission. I just want to say we love you, and the Lord does not want you hurting. The Lord has not purposely done this to you. If anything, he wants to comfort you, and he wants to pull you closer to him. Family, we are together, 0713640376. At this point, I'd like to offer for those of you who are maybe going through a divorce and are hurting, if you need counseling, which is free, SLWV does offer counseling on 081-640-9372. That's 081-640-9372. And I believe the Lord has just given this platform for his children to heal. You know, not for any judgment, but just for you to heal. We are messengers 1,000 times. Wow, beautiful song. It's almost time for me to say goodbye. Man, it's always, always a good time when we spend time together on 103 FM. I'm closing off, and as I close off, I see a lot of you messaged saying you wanted that number again, 081-640-9372. If you need counseling, be it personal, or if you're going through a divorce and it's, you know, or you've lost your partner and you feel that it's taking you away from the Lord and you need help, that is the number to call. All right, so as I close off, I'm going to touch on one last thing, and this is demonization or spiritual backlash. And a lot of you maybe have not read Rebecca Brown's books, and I'd really like to interest you in reading such material, so you do understand that they are challenges that are spiritual, okay? So maybe you go and you're praying for people, and this leads to a certain kind of backlash spiritually, but you are not aware. And I've seen that a lot of Christians are not able to discern when they are actually dealing with spiritual backlash. And instead of taking arms and fighting during that time, they actually give up and just think, you know, God has forgotten me. And that leads to them being so attacked that they leave God, being so attacked, and the demonic kingdom oppresses them out of their faith. And I think this one, though, I don't have as much time as I would have wanted to really go into this. I would like to ask you as believers to be aware of spiritual warfare. Sometimes things are not going wrong because you're a bad person, or you're not a good Christian, or God is angry with you. No, sometimes things are going bad because the enemy is attacking you. Because you are a good person, you are doing work in God's kingdom, and you are committed. So don't always relate bad things happening in your life as God punishing you. No, no, no. Bad things can happen in your life because the enemy is attacking your faithfulness. So do not give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't say God has left me. Instead, gird up your loins, put on the armor of faith, pick up your sword, and go and fight a good fight, knowing that God has defeated the enemies around you. So the last point is demonization and backlash. Be careful that a lot of us have left God because we came into spiritual warfare. The Lord loves you. The Lord wants to comfort you. The Lord wants to strengthen you. Do not give up because you are facing spiritual backlash. Instead, sometimes reach out for help. Go to people who are specialized. Find ministries that specialize in warfare and tell them, guys, I can see my things are blocked. I can see that, you know, something stronger is fighting me. And by this, I don't mean go to charlatans who make you pay money for prayer and all of that. No, no, no. I'm just saying that there are good ministries that are involved in spiritual warfare that can stand with you and help you when you are dealing with things that maybe you do not understand. But even more than that, call on the blood of Jesus. Speak the blood of Jesus over your family. Speak the blood of Jesus over your loved ones, over your situations, because Jesus indeed loves you. From the Vambilis, stay blessed. Thank you for joining SLWV. And if you are blessed by this, please consider supporting Impact Radio financially.